44 TSA employees to be fired or disciplined in Newark. Cool City announces a dealer network, and the FAA postpones a planned Seattle Air Corridor meeting. This is Aero News for Monday, October the 22nd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. TSA says 25 employees at Newark Airport will lose their jobs, and 19 more will be suspended because of violations of, quote, standard operating procedures for screening checked bags at one of the airport's 25 baggage screening rooms, end quote. Offenses range from sleeping on the job to failure to consistently perform random screening of checked bags. A statement released by TSA contained the boilerplate language that the agency, quote, has a zero tolerance for misconduct in the workplace, end quote, going on to say that the agency, quote, takes prompt and appropriate action with any employee who does not follow our procedures and engages in misconduct, end quote. However, ABC News reports that TSA said that the firings are the result of a year-long internal investigation that was prompted by alleged thefts by a TSA officer. A recent ABC News investigative report indicates that over the 10 years of its existence, TSA has let 382 employees go for stealing items from passengers' luggage. One admitted that he had taken some $800,000 in money and other valuables from luggage he was supposed to be screening, and for which he spent 3 years in prison. That agent, Pythias Brown, said it was, quote, easy, end quote, to steal from luggage being screened, and said it began because of poor pay and low morale at the agency. He said the problem became massive when people saw they could profit from the thefts. Cool City Avionics, known to ANN and Aero TV fans as a manufacturer of low-cost, professional-grade automatic flight guidance control systems and helicopter stability augmentation systems, has announced that it has appointed 13 new authorized dealers in the United States, three in Canada and one each in Denmark, Germany, and Guatemala. Additional dealers will be appointed in the coming months. The new dealers will be authorized to offer their customers the full line of Cool City Avionics flight controls, including the SAS-100 stability augmentation system, recently FAA-approved for installation in the Robinson R-44, the FT-100 force trim system, and the SFT-100 SAS Plus, a combination of the SAS-100 and the FT-100. In the first quarter of 2013, they will also be able to offer the company's new family of autopilots for helicopters and airplanes. Cool City Avionics has been developing and flight testing its new family of lightweight, full-function, professional-grade stability augmentation systems and autopilots for helicopters since 2004, and is in the final stages of FAA certification of four automatic flight control guidance systems for helicopters. The company's digital flight guidance control systems for airplanes are in development and planned for availability in 2013. The FAA says key officials are not available for a planned October 23rd meeting in Seattle to discuss changes in flight patterns over the city, and the agency has not yet confirmed a new date for the meeting. That meeting was called after residents in several Seattle neighborhoods loudly protested the agency's reticence in addressing public concerns over new flight corridors mandated by the, quote, Greener Skies Over Seattle, end quote, program. The Seattle Times reports that some residents campaigned to block the implementation of the plan that would change flight paths for airplanes arriving at SeaTac International Airport. The FAA denied a request to extend the comment period for the Greener Skies program, but did agree to hold the meeting on October 23rd and include representatives from the Port of Seattle. That meeting, though, has been canceled. In a statement, the FAA said it was talking with leaders in the community in an effort to find a new time and location convenient for everyone involved in the process. Over the next 5 years, the FAA plans to invest approximately $110 million in upgrading Rhode Island's T.F. Greene Airport, including $50 million for a runway extension, another $30 million in runway safety, and an estimated $30 million to noise mitigation. T.F. Greene's runway expansion has been studied for more than a decade. Last September, the FAA approved plans to extend T.F. Greene's runway and make safety improvements to the airport's crosswind runway. This summer, local and state officials approved plans to move the improvement project forward after Congress passed an FAA bill in February that, for the first time in several years, gives airports nationwide the ability to use federal resources to plan and commit to long-term projects. Senator Jack Reed said, quote, "Modernizing TF Green and expanding the runway will help attract new businesses and jobs to Rhode Island. This is a significant investment in boosting economic growth throughout the state and improving the quality of our nation's aviation system as a whole," end quote. Meanwhile, the Chicago Department of Aviation and Westfield Concession Management have unveiled the redevelopment plans for Terminal 5 at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, which includes a massive transformation of the terminal, 15 new dining and retail brands, and new passenger amenities throughout. Scheduled for completion in fall of 2013, the redevelopment will feature world-class dining and retail post-security, including many Chicago-based restaurant and brands, cutting-edge design, and a re-engineered layout that enhances the traveler experience and maximizes revenues. The redevelopment is the first since the terminal's construction back in 1993. The leaseholder of the World Trade Center property is arguing in a Manhattan court that United Airlines is at least partly responsible for allowing terrorist Mohammed Atta and Abdul Aziz Al-Armari on board a U.S. Airways flight in Portland, Maine. The pair eventually wound up hijacking an American Airlines 767, which impacted the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder, argues that because United, now United Continental Holdings, was one of the carriers responsible for the operation of the only security checkpoint in Portland, it was responsible for all of the passengers coming through the checkpoint, regardless of the airline on which they held a ticket. Reuters reports that Silverstein told the court that security failures in Portland on the part of United eventually led to the presidents of Atta and Al-Armari on the American flight, where they carried out their plan. When Aero News continues, NASA to explore UAVs in the national airspace. Orbital Sciences hopes to be in orbit by late 2013. And heads up if you're into human-powered flight.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, October the 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA is looking at the possibility of awarding up to $1.5 million in its Centennial Challenge program for the development of solutions for integrating unmanned aircraft into the national airspace system. The open prize competitions would directly engage the public, academia, and industry. The agency has published an RFI for an Unmanned Aircraft Systems Airspace Operations Challenge, focused on finding innovative solutions to the problems surrounding the integration of UAS into the national airspace system. The approach being considered would require competitors to maintain safe separation from other air traffic while operating their UAS in congested airspace under a variety of scenarios. This will be accomplished through the use of sense and avoid technologies as envisioned in the Next Generation Air Transportation System. A set of draft rules has been developed for this challenge, and NASA says the RFI is for informational purposes only, and the government will not pay for the information received. This RFI is not to be construed as a commitment by the government to enter into any agreement or other obligation or to conduct a UAS airspace operations challenge. The head of Orbital Sciences Corporation says that he expects the first Antares rocket will launch from Wallops Island in Virginia before the end of the year, but a lot depends on fueling and engine tests slated to get underway soon. Spaceflight now reports that an Antares first stage is in place on the launch pad at Wallops Island, and the company is set to begin several weeks of testing on the booster's two AJ-26 engines. That testing should begin next month. Antares will boost the Cygnus automated cargo vessel on resupply missions to the ISS. Orbital is one of NASA's partners in the Cargo Resupply Development Program, with the space agency providing up to $288 million for the system's design and development. Thompson said if the November tests go well, The company will proceed with planned flight tests in December using a second Antares booster. By later next year, Orbital expects it will begin flying the first of 8 contracted commercial cargo deliveries to the ISS with the Antares Cygnus system. An innovative heads-up display design specifically for precision human flight has been unveiled by Recon Instruments, which designed the HUD technology for sports such as skydiving, wingsuit flying, and base jumping. Via a suite of onboard sensors, the HUD, which was originally designed for snow sports, has been customized to display glide ratio, speed, and altitude via a micro LCD screen sitting unobtrusively inside the pilot's goggles. Tom Fowler, the chief marketing officer for Recon Instruments, says, quote, "Flight HUD is Recon's first special project, whereby a certain number of pre-orders will unlock a special production. We are really excited to be able to offer human flight athletes the same information traditional pilots have been using for decades and know this breakthrough will redefine their flying experience," end quote. The HUD, or heads-up display, is available in limited release. To guarantee production, Recon Instruments has set a requirement of 250 pre-orders available on Recon's Special Projects website. The website has been launched especially for such efforts, allowing Recon to respond to demand for special case HUDs from different sports communities. Well, fortunately, the only heads-up you need so as not to miss any of these AeroCast is a reminder to subscribe via either iTunes or our website at www.aero-news.net. That's www.aero-news.net. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.